This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And of course, we rejoin. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And because it's Monday, that means we started off with some conversations from my fellow tactical response alumnus who, you know, our ink is still not dry just yet on our diplomas. That would be one Rob Morse, podcaster, writer extraordinaire. Good evening, sir.
And friend of Bill Frady and Lock and Load Radio. It's great to talk with you again.
I don't even know if that's really something I would want to put on my resume there, Rob.
I'm proud to be here.
Okay.
Anybody
I
want to
tell you something. I want to tell you something.
Me personally, we can meet out back.
Very
what?
Good. You remember the part of the lecture, that there's like a video lecture that we had to watch where,
right.
Where he said, James Jager was talking about how he tells his wife, well, that guy just doesn't know how good a thing it is that I'm carrying a gun, because otherwise I'd be doing some stuff to him.
The message there being, you have to walk away from every fight you possibly can, because
well,
there's going to be a gun in it. You're going to bring it.
Well, it wasn't just that. I mean, it was, I had this punk kid today on the road, and I've got it on dash cam. But the kid came around, he passed me in a left-hand turn, he passed me in the turn, and was in the wrong lane over the two yellow lines and everything, something that I would never do as an old guy. Of course, he was a kid. And, of course, then he was wagging his finger at me and everything, and then something in me, the caveman brain, started coming over me. And I started increasing my speed. And I was just thinking, I wonder whether it be his bowels or his bladder or both, if I showed him a gun in his rearview mirror. And then I didn't do either one of those because, you know, I had to, you know, it's a good thing I'm carrying a gun because otherwise that kid would have been in big trouble.
It is. And in that case, we're all better off that you are carrying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. You got to do that. You and I hate to read about a guy who didn't have his mind wrapped around the gun, went, hey, this is a lethal tool. Is this a lethal problem?
Yeah.
Then it's the wrong tool for the job.
Yes. So, what's on your mind, boss? I've seen some of your stuff. I've been talking about some of your stuff. What's on your mind?
Did you talk about Rachel Malone yet?
I did not talk about Rachel Malone. What about Rachel Malone?
Rachel is a friend of mine. I saw her when she was standing in an Appleseed booth at the Houston, Texas NRA event. Oh, gosh, how many years ago is that? 4 or 5 years? And, oh, she's from Texas. Oh, she trains women. Oh, yeah, she'd like to podcast. I recruited her onto the Polite Society.
Right.
Well, that just means I get to say I used to know her when. And about a year ago, now she didn't like what the Texas Rifle and Pistol, is it Texas Rifle and Pistol Association? No, right. Texas State Rifle Association.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
She goes, I don't think they're aggressive enough. So she goes and lobbies herself. She goes, I'm going to lobby the Senate. So she is a one woman lobbying organization. And then she goes, wait a minute, this is how the Texas Senate sets their agenda? In theory, we can influence this. And she starts talking to local gun groups and becomes a grassroots activist. Lo and behold, let a couple years pass. She gets very wound up and activated about constitutional carry and open carry. And a local politician sees her and says, I want you on my side. Because I'd rather have you in the tent than banging on the flap every 2 weeks trying to tell us what we should do. She became the, operations director for the Texas State Republican Party.
Wow.
Okay, so then she goes, by the way, there are these grassroots caucuses that are supposed to set the agenda for the Texas Republican Party. And she gets her folks, organized, says, here's what we think's important. Here's the top five. This should indicate what the upcoming legislation is going to be. When that doesn't happen, she gets the party to censure the, what do they call it, president of the Senate for not doing what the party... She was going to go on, I think. I don't have this. This is how it appears. The facts are, she was recently fired. And she wasn't fired because she didn't do the grassroots activism and the work of the party. It's because she wanted the party to live up to what it was supposed to be. And she was pointing out, hey, this is how you're supposed to conduct business. And a bunch of the elected politicians said, I'm in office. I want to do what I want. And so they called, enough of them called her boss. And I'm betting that included Governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, because Abbott proposed these red flag restraining orders. And Rachel said, hey, all you gun geeks, better get on this. Go talk to the Senate. This is, they're going to try and pass it. Here's when and how. And she had her people there. And I don't think the establishment appreciated getting his chain jerked. They fired her.
Well, now, that's not very nice.
Well, it really says it's about money and power, not about... Democracy is just pretty dang inconvenient sometimes, isn't it, Phil?
It is. And this is the thing when you're dealing with politicians. Politicians, it's like being in the ring with a prize fighter. And you've got to be able to measure those politicians when you've got them on the ropes and when you don't. When you don't, sometimes you've got to play cover-up. And there's two ways to do it. There's the gradual way within the system, which seems sort of like a dead end. And there's the drastic way where we go and storm the Texas State General Assembly, plate carriers on and everything else, and have the revolution. And that's the only two ways. There's no gradual way to do it unless you try to do it within the system. Now, is it doable? Yes, it is. Because look what happened with Trump. Trump is the prototypical non-politician out there that's actually, a leader. He's not a politician. And you can have those leadership qualities and you can have those get things done without being a politician. And you see how much resistance he's getting.
Oh, God, do they resent him?
Absolutely.
Interesting let me finish this with Rachel. Sure. Did you see that one of McCain's staffers was the guy who suggested to Lois Lerner?
Yes.
Did you talk about that and I missed it?
No, you haven't missed it. I was going to talk about it. I haven't got to yet, but we most certainly can.
Yes. I love this country.
Yeah.
Let's back up because you and
I got a minute left here in this.
Yeah, we got 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You and I get letters from our Congress critter all the time. And then you find out he voted for things you thought were the wrong. And you go, I've called his office. I've wrote him back, said, you know what? You can get money from me when you do what you said you were going to do. And that until then, stop calling. And I'm voting for anybody but you because you lied to me. Well, I'd love to support you after you fix that small problem. I don't think Rachel's going away. I think she can raise enough money to become a full-time activist.
Well, what Rachel could do and what she should do is she should be looking. She was working for a Republican.
Yeah.
She should find another Republican.
Oh, go to see if she could find maybe a state. Ooh,
well, not another state necessarily. She can stay in Texas, but I mean, for all of that, there's somebody out there that's wanting to, separate himself from the herd.
Good. And, good point, Bill.
Yeah. That's the thing. There's some politicians out there that understand. They look at what Trump did, and they understand what he did. But that's all right. We'll get back to that when we get back. My guest is Rob Morse from Polite Society Podcast, Self Defense Gun Stories. This is Lock and Load. Oh.
designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Rob Morse, and he just found out that I forgot to talk about something, and he's excited. So let's talk about that, shall we?
But before we do, I want to highlight your point.
Sure.
That, you know what? There are enough liberty-minded politicians in office in Texas that Rachel may have more options than I at first considered. I appreciate
it. She actually ought to approach Abbott.
He may be the problem, but all right, that'd be interesting.
Well, no, he may be the problem because he's a politician. See, the thing, a politician is only as good as his staff.
Right.
There is no way for these. We're talking about narcissists at the highest level here. And,
right.
You know, for them to actually see beyond the haze that is all of their splendor, they have to be coached by a staff.
Mm-hmm.
And when Abbott was out there talking about gun violence restraining orders, that's just because Ben Shapiro was talking about him and David French was talking about, you know, a bunch of conservative pundits were out there because on its surface, it sounds reasonable until you get down to the part where you take away due process.
Right.
So
and you realize that over 90% get tossed as soon as the person stands up and says,
yeah,
judge, it never happened. There's no record. It's all made up lies, right?
But and then, oops. You know, Greg Abbott would do really well for some one of his staffers to get in his ear and go, do you want to be the governor that did away with due process in Texas?
Right.
I mean, that's like saying cows are not good in Texas. And,
right.
You know,
right. Well, oil's bad.
Trying to blow up the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. That's, you know, that kind of, it's on that level of bad.
Yes, it would. I like what you said, though. Well, let's see. There's Huckabee Sanders. We can talk. You know what? You should have a week where all you do is make fun of Maxine Waters because she's given us enough material. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
so many knuckleheads, so little time.
Yeah. She is. Well, I mean, what she's advocating for is the thin line between heckling and violence. Some people can't control themselves.
Where's the ACLU saying free speech is why we're here? The solution to bad speech is more speech rather than shouting somebody down. Oh, oops, I'm sorry, that only works if you're a left-wing activist?
A leftist, yeah.
Oops. God, was that mask pretty thin and it came off in a hurry?
Of course it did. But, I mean, I wouldn't get too awful upset about it. It's always been there.
Yeah.
It's always been there. All that's happened now is the mask. The whole time with the media not getting out there and beating them about the head and shoulders has led them to this belief that, well, they can do pretty much whatever they want. So
right. Ooh, I wrote something about the media, and I'm not really beating them up as badly as it appears. It's short, so I want to go over it in this what we have left of this segment.
Sure.
The media's bias and our bias, unfortunately, gives us a very distorted lens of the world. I mean, the media wants to show us a bleeding body because we won't change the channel.
Right.
Ah, well, okay, turn it around from our point of view. If we see something that's emotionally breathtaking, and they keep replaying the story, like attacks on our schools where it goes on for 2 weeks, we forget that there have only been 2 mass murders in our schools this year.
Yeah, 98 in the last 38 years.
Yeah, right. But each one was so impactful, so gut-wrenching. It's like, you know, it's like a presidential assassination. You go, God, we'd do anything to stop that. And then you go, now, don't say that because you don't want to pay that bill. I mean, put it in perspective. We kill more people every day in highway traffic fatalities than the entire body count for mass murder for the entire year so far. I'm not saying it's a tragedy. I want to stop it. I write about it. I'm going to go take more training. I speak about protecting our schools. But keep it in perspective so you don't do something ridiculous that's actually worse than the disease. Okay, more perspective. We kill more people through gang shootings every month
right.
than we do in our schools.
Yeah.
And that's just in Chicago. So we need a reasoned approach And that's really hard for us to find. Anything that happens slowly, like, oh, drop violence by 4 or 5% year after year after year, that's us. That's what we've done since the 1990s.
Right.
And, oh, no, guns are still a problem because it went on for 2 weeks in the news. No, you're confusing reality with news reporting. Just like the folks at the border, you know, compared to what divorce and military veterans or military personnel who are deployed overseas, that breaks up a heck of a lot more family than the Border Patrol does. But it doesn't give us that. Those stories aren't, say, sensational. They're, you know, if I give you a daily benefit by a few percent, it never makes the news. And
right.
So you have to read deeper than the headlines. I mean, that's just what it means to be an informed citizen. The great news is the same device that can drive you crazy, your cell phone, you take yourself to school on it. You can know way more than the newscaster in a few minutes.
Well, yeah, I have to agree with you, but I was just watching the clock and everything.
Well, I know. No time at all.
Yeah, no, I don't mind that at all. That's why you're the guest. It's okay for you to talk more than me. I talk so much, I get sort of tired of hearing myself sometimes. What I was going to say was that for me, I think it is important to point out that there are people that would jump in the middle of these horrendous events and try to stop it simply because of what we know about these horrendous events and right. Get out there. I don't think that's necessarily us wanting to write a check that we might not want to cash
right.
Because we don't want bad people to kill good people.
Right.
So that's not that bad to me. Of course, we should never want to get in a gunfight, but at the same time, there's a lot of things that happen in life that you don't want to get into. So,
We'll talk about that. We only got 15 seconds, and I was going to say something else about that.
Well, you hang on to that.
I'm on Lock and Load Radio. Thank goodness you have me for another segment. Thank you.
That's right. Two more, at least. And we'll be right back. My guest is Rob Morris. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News.
President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today. And what he did is an incredible offer. He offered to have the people working on the case come and work with their investigators with respect to the 12 people. I think that's an incredible offer.
President Trump earlier today in a joint news conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now the president is on his way back to the United States after meeting with the Russian president for just over 2 hours. Meanwhile, Congressman Ron DeSantis was asked what the United States gained from this summit.
Maybe they made some headway on some of the nuclear proliferation. I mean, if you look at Russia, it's got a disastrous economy. The government's corrupt. But for that massive nuclear arsenal, they would be a country that would be wielding far less influence on the world world stage. So if they made progress there, I think that's the number one reason.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And I am speaking with Rob Morse, writer, author, podcaster, all this other stuff he does. He does lots of stuff. You do lots of stuff, Rob.
Hey, Bill, you brought something to mind. I think we spoke past each other there just for a... When I thought of the crazy stuff that comes up after one of these terribly violent school shootings, I love it that you want to defend the innocent. Thank you. What I hate and what to me seems over the top is that some people, I think, overreact and want to disarm the innocent. To me, that's dangerous. I think we both agree on those perspectives.
Yes.
Did you see these two cute memes about Maxine Waters and the Red Hut restaurant?
No, I did not. But please enlighten me.
I got it. If you're operating heavy equipment, hold on tight. It says if a restaurant owner had thrown out an Obama staffer, the establishment would have been audited by now.
Yeah.
The follow-on was, oh, yeah, I got one that tops that. If a restaurant had asked a Hillary staffer to leave, the owner would have committed suicide by now.
Right.
I thought those were good. I'm biased. I appreciated them.
They're not only good, they're accurate.
They are. That's what makes it so sweet.
Now, I have something I want to ask you. Now, I have a YouTube channel. It's not the biggest YouTube channel in the world, but right after we got back, after I posted a couple of videos that I did post up, I got on there in the morning and everything was up and it was showing me monetized, fully monetized and everything else. Then I side note again and it had a little statement across the top saying, your MCN can no longer access your account. In order to monetize your videos, you have to apply for AdSense.
Okay.
Which my MCN, my multi-channel network, had me monetized. I was already monetized. I was already in YouTube, monetized by YouTube. But when they pulled the MCN out of the way, and I don't really know why they did that, but my MCN has not gotten back to me, by the way. They're out of Vancouver, Canada, and they just had VidCon where they were hanging out with all the teenage wonderkinds in California. So they haven't gotten back to me yet. But now YouTube is deciding whether or not my channel is suitable and I meet the community standards, even though they invited me to Next Up today. They invited me to Next Up, which is their YouTube confab, where I would go to a YouTube space. Closest one to me would be New York, and actually go to a YouTube headquarters and sit down and talk with them about building the channel. So they invited me to that while they're reviewing my account. Now let me ask you a question. I've heard this quite a few times now. YouTube is a business, and they have the right to not do business with whomever they want, right?
Perhaps.
Well, how does that apply?
Not unlimited.
How does that apply now with the precedent we've had with these bakers, where these bakers can't decide that they don't want to do business with anybody they want to, and not only do they not do business with them, they get fined enough money to put them out of business. So how does that square up with one business being able to say, well, we don't want to do business with you, and another company not being able to say, well, we don't want to do business with you?
I that's an excellent example, because I believe in the case of Colorado, the plaintiffs literally drove past 40 other bakeries to get to this one. So it was a hit job.
Yeah.
In the case of YouTube, they are, to me, a utility. They're a virtual monopoly, and therefore could well be regulated by the FTC. Here, show us what your community standards are. How are those applied? And as James O'Keefe points out, let's hoist them by their own rhetoric.
Yeah.
Are you applying fairly and uniformly? Because there are lots of, I mean, Muslims can put on a recruiting video that shows people being beheaded.
Sure.
You show somebody defending themselves with a firearm, and all of a sudden you're called out for being a violent warmonger. I think the truth is it's politics by another means.
Well, but here's the thing. This is from, you know, this is the same group that decided with Roe v. Wade, which was a judicial finding.
Right, right.
That there was a sacramental, you know, constitutional right to abortion because of a judicial ruling. Now, we've had another judicial ruling where somebody has basically decided, well, a company can't not do business. They don't have the right to refuse business, service, whatever you want to call it. But we have other companies that are taking that right and they're saying, well, it's not about free speech. You know, so I'm thinking at this particular moment that this is one of those spaces where if somebody with the right lawyer got in play and brought some of this stuff up, at the very least, see, I'd like to see YouTube hauled before the Senate just like Facebook was, because Facebook is sort of laying back right now.
Right.
And that's big. Oh, and here's the thing. The stupidity of this, and this is what I would consider to be the stupidity. I think it's stupid for anybody out there that is existing outside of the government regulatory arm to voluntarily put themselves under the governmental regulatory arm.
Right.
And that's why I think Facebook is sort of laying back a little bit. And I think YouTube needs to be looked at in that way. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there talking about YouTube maybe wants to go the way of Netflix, which I could see that.
Gold.
There's also, you know, I had a guy on from John Stokes from the firearm blog and alloutdoor.com. He said that when YouTube does kick it all off, everything's going to go back to the way it was before YouTube, where they came up with YouTube, where it will almost be in the dark web where they designed the next thing to come behind it. It's not going to be instantaneous, though.
Yeah. Yeah,
but at the same time, it's happening as it goes. It's happening right now because there's probably enough people out there saying, I could do that. I could design that algorithm.
What do you think of Vimeo?
Vimeo's okay, except you got to pay to play with Vimeo. And that's for people like, and it's based upon file size. So if you're out there like me trying to shoot a future-proof video in 4K, which is a much bigger file than 1080p,
that
ends up costing you a little bit of money. At the same time, I don't see any bias in there.
and they are the most ready to go. So that is something I may be looking at later on down the road.
I'd read where there was, I believe it, he was a professor of communications who said, oh, no, it's pretty obvious that Google slants search results.
Sure.
And they do it on YouTube as well.
Yep.
And he went at him hammer and tongs, you know, when things literally disappear from the search listing or the biased results get pushed to the top. And there are ways to interrogate the search results in theory.
Right.
If most of us click red, white, and blue had better show up.
Right.
And if it says red, white, and Google, uh-oh, they put that up there on their own.
Yes.
And you can, he's finding that and goes, oh, yeah, it's politically biased and the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, and, you know, just like what was found out about John McCain, I mean, I don't think John McCain is worried about his legacy now because he's probably going to die. And
right. That
is too bad, and I feel bad for the man. But at the same time, dude was a dirty player.
He was
a dirty player in the Senate, and we're well rid of him. Rest in peace, well rid of you. So
I agree. You and I will both host a drink when that happens.
Certain places. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. And when we get back, I'll tell you what I think about the YouTube thing about the bias. But anyway, Rob Morse, you can catch him at the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. You can catch him with the Polite Society podcast. As a writer at Slow Facts WordPress blog, featured writer at ClashDaily.com and at Amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Rob Morrison. We're just chewing the fat about all the stuff that irritates us, because that's what audio hosts do. We just talk. It's talk radio. Talking is loud. Now, one thing I wanted to point out to you about YouTube. Now, YouTube, there's this one creator named Jesse Wellens. Jesse, had two YouTube channels, one called Boyfriend versus Girlfriend and the other one Prank versus Prank. One has over 10 million subscribers. The other one had over 9 million subscribers. And these are both channels that he built with his girlfriend, who he then broke up with. And now she's kept one and he's kept the other. Now, Jesse has 10 million subscribers, and yet he has been talking about how he'll put out a video. And with 10 million subscribers, you would think that he's going to get millions of views every time he puts out a video, right? But he has noticed that with YouTube, that the search function is broken. So when he puts out a video, and that's the thing about YouTube, everybody's like, well, everybody goes to YouTube because it's the second largest search engine in the world right behind Google. Well, that's true, unless Google is not out there trying to pick the winners and the losers, which is what Google is for some reason trying to do. So, and Jesse's a part of the crowd. I mean, he's like 35 years old, and he lives out in California, and he does all the cool stuff that doesn't really, you know, he rides a little scooter around, he does these lookbooks, he's cool, he has drones, and he's very photogenic and everything else. But besides that, he's not really doing anything.
Right.
Besides being cool.
Right.
Which is cool to video, but you know, most of the time when I'm shooting a video, it's like, well, I'm going to talk to you about this one thing, and then I'm moving on. So, YouTube right now is in, they don't really know what to do. They have been caught so many times asleep at the wheel. They were caught with content going up where they would say, this is fine family entertainment with children involved. And the children would be kidnapped in the video by the killer clowns and then duct taped to a wall. And then the advertisers would say, you know, I was looking at my Coca-Cola advertising the other day, and I was watching the Smith Family Channel, and there was a little girl duct taped to a wall. What is that about, Google? And Google lost like $750 million in ad revenue over their not paying attention to what they were allowing on YouTube.
Wow.
So YouTube is running around quite gun-shy right now, so to speak. And, of course, plus the PC culture of gun control is the correct way to go.
Right.
It's just sort of stacking the deck. And a lot, I mean, if you drift cars, you can get in trouble with Google. If you do BMX bike tricks, you can get in trouble with Google. If you do pranks, you can get in trouble with Google. And goodness knows, don't do anything. Don't do anything. But now, if you do anything fictional, right? Me and you could do a fictional video in there where we killed everybody. We beat them to death with you know, we don't get to show this on screen because it's a movie, right?
Right.
But we can do all kinds of depictions of violence as long as we don't show it, which includes guns.
Huh.
Like if you get up there if you get
the
up there.
The old Hollywood style films.
Yeah. If we got up there and just showed like a digital splash every time somebody got hit and didn't show any gaping wounds or anything, that would be perfectly okay with them.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is the problem when you start to regulate free speech.
Yep.
I don't want that job.
Nope.
I can't do it.
It's not something you got to try to make it up as you go. And if you just simply went out there and said free speech for everybody, well, then you don't have to regulate that, but you do have to police it. Like, you don't want to, you know, if we got the neo-Nazis and the pedophiles and all those other guys, if they're getting up there putting out video, I could see where they don't want to do advertising with it, which is why some people think they're trying to go the way of Netflix, which means they charge for the content and they control the content.
Right. And I can imagine, now, see, I could, but Bill, here's the issue. YouTube blocks. YouTube says you don't meet community standards. And I would say, look, I'm just going to label it. And therefore, it's up to the viewer, you know, what this video is rated violent, but the violence is contested.
Right.
And it's, you know, people doing stupid things, falling off of trampolines. Yeah, it's violence, but it's not one person directed at another, whereas there's, you know, Muslims beheading Christians. Yeah, that's violent.
Yeah.
But I want us to be able to see the world. The liberal idea that the antidote to hate speech is more more speech that correctly describes the world. Bill, I love your show. People think people think you're over the top because you're telling people they have the right, in fact, the duty to defend themselves.
Sure.
Others find that offensive, to which I say, fine, change the channel. Run your own channel that advocates for being an innocent victim. I want the innocent to live through the day.
Well, you know, the whole thing that bothers me the most about that is what they are they actually advocating and saying, I would rather be defenseless in the face of danger. I don't know if any other, you know, if you get out there and say, is it okay to use mixed martial arts? Well, sure. So that means it's okay to pummel somebody to death. Is it okay to use bladed instruments? Well, sure. And then it's okay to knife or cut somebody to death. Is it okay to use pointy instruments? Well, sure. So then it's okay to puncture them to death. But then when you get to guns, which, by the way, all of those methods I just described means you have to be in very close proximity.
That's right.
To whoever your assailant is, which means you better be really good at what you're doing. Because I believe everybody that goes to work and comes home has a moral obligation to the people that are in your family, that think highly of you, that love you. You have an obligation to show up as often as you can. And part of that means that you've got to take care of yourself. And one of those things may mean that you have to get hyper-violent.
And it means the strong have an advantage over the weak. The young have an advantage over the old. Men have an advantage over women, which is what they would say, oh, no, that's not what I mean. On top of that, the people advocating that have armed bodyguards.
Yep.
I hope your engineer turned that down so I didn't overmodulate. But
yeah,
wow, that gets me wound up.
That came out very nice compression.
So but U.S., they say, should they don't want themselves to be disarmed, they want you and I to be disarmed.
Yeah, man, that's I don't growl too much about it. I mean, the fact of the matter is this: they can't make any of this happen.
Right.
They can only take what we voluntarily give up. And the problem is that we have misinformed politicians like Abbott who need people like Rachel to get in there and say, you know, I know you're supposed to be Captain Conservative, but right now you look an awful like Blofeld from the James Bond movies, the criminal mastermind with the cat. So.
Well, now, you said they can't make it happen. Bill, and there are places where state governments can literally do anything they want.
They can.
Because citizens are disarmed and are going to...
Sure. I foresee a time. There's going to be a time. You know, it hasn't been the gun thing, which God knows it should have been, but the economic thing with this new tax reform, where now this all of these state taxes are coming home to roost, where they used to be able to write them off against their federal taxes, now they can't do it. So
right.
Now all these high state tax regimes aren't as much fun, and I don't know if there's ever, you know, there. There's going to come a time when, yeah, they're going to be quite despotic and everything, and they may even build walls. I don't know. And that'd be fine. They can have a little escape from New York scenario. But they're not going to be that populated. They're going to look like Detroit. They're going to be Detroited.
They are, but notice that Detroit failed every way but never changed.
Right.
California is bleeding people. What do California... Chicago and New Jersey have in common? They're inviting anybody from anywhere to live there free tuition, because those politicians don't want to be disenfranchised.
Right. That's right. You're right about that. But I mean, at the same time, that sooner or later they will get to the point to where they're like Europe, where they it begins to work against them. And these people they're inviting in, they don't care about the politicians inviting them in. They want theirs, too. So, Rob Morse, you can find him at the Fly Society podcast. You can find him as the guy at Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, one of a kind in the podcast realm, as a writer at Slow Facts WordPress blog, featured writer at Clash Daily, which has to be the most interesting thing ever to work there, and, of course, featured writer at AmmoLand.com. Thank you very much, sir, for joining me this evening.
Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.